I am fed up with the absence of direction and leadership in state government. I had a career in business, but I've seen just enough of state government to know that the partisanship and special interest in Tallahassee are out of control and worse than you think.
The Democratic primary was called shortly after 8 p.m., but the Associated Press didn't call that of the GOP until close to 11. As poll results trickled in, Attorney General Bill McCollum refused to give a concession speech.
The numbers are not where we'd like for them to be at this point in time, and we know that. We've been trailing all evening long, but we also know we've done very well in the counties that are still having the most of the vote that's out there. So we're going to ask you to indulge us tonight. We'll be back probably meeting the press in the morning and talking about it somewhere. We won't have all of you guys out here doing it when we do that, and we'll have to notify you accordingly. We didn't plan on a long night.
Scott got 46% of the vote, and McCollum received 43%. Unknown candidate Mike McAllister won 10%. Scott gave his victory speech shortly after 11 p.m., sticking to the Tea Party rhetoric that framed much of the GOP primary contest.
Tonight we have sent a clear message to the Washington insiders. The Tallahassee insiders. And the special interests that fund both of them. The message, it's time to clean house and hold government accountable.
During primary season, the two top GOP hopefuls attacked each other in campaign ads, which Sink says got in the way of the issues. Last night, the former Bank of America executive repeatedly used the words partisan bickering to describe the gubernatorial race thus far. After her victory speech, she said the first step in the general race is a debate.
It really starts tonight. You heard me challenge my opponent to 3 statewide televised debates so that all Floridians can hear us talk about the things that are important. Jobs, policies, reforming education, and getting away from this partisan back and forth that we've heard from the other side for the last 3 months.
Sink also faces Lawton Bud Childs III, a non-party affiliated candidate in the general election. Yesterday, WMNF asked Sink whether she would welcome Childs to participate in such a debate. Here's what she said.
Well, there'll have to be negotiations about debates going forward once the Republican nominee is decided, and those details haven't been decided yet.
One poll shows that Childs could take as much as 12% of the vote in November, though he did say he'd consider dropping his candidacy if it looks like a Republican would win. Polls have also shown Sink winning regardless of who ended up being the GOP nominee for governor, even if Childs did stay in the race. Scott, an embattled former medical executive, benefited from calling GOP opponent Bill McCollum a career politician in a multi-million dollar political ad barrage. But Sink said that Scott's ultra-conservative leanings and seemingly bottomless campaign war chest would not change her message.
My message is going to be the same. I've rolled out a detailed business plan to revive our economy and to remake our economy, also to reform government more than 6 months ago. And that's what I think Floridians care about hearing, what my plans are going to be for the future of Florida.
Sink's victory party, which took place at a riverfront hotel in downtown Tampa, was teeming with supporters. Among them was Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner, who said Sink shouldn't be scared of the supposed anti-incumbent sentiment looming over many political races this year.
In particular races, they maybe have an anti-incumbent sense, but I think they have a really anti-incompetent sense, and they really want true leaders and people that are going to that have a plan, that are going to work for the people, and I think Alex has those qualities, and I think she's dedicated to the people.
Another supporter was Paul Orvosh, who said he supports Sink because his labor union endorsed her.
She was endorsed by the building trades, and she's been pro-labor through most of her political career. So, I mean, as a working fellow, the endorsement was easy.
Equal Rights Amendment activist Sandy Ostrich said she hopes this November will bring Florida its first female governor.
Female governors are rare, as you probably know, because they are kept out of that seat deliberately because it's a stepping stone to the presidency.
Last week, Sink chose former state legislator and state attorney Rod Smith for her running mate. Smith told WMNF that this election season is a critical point in Florida's history.
The next 70 days are really going to determine the future of Florida, and we're excited about this opportunity, and we're just asking people to come out and measure really what we offer. And we honestly believe if people stay on the issues, we're going to win this race.